Rome establishes the vision. Number 15. The final test, awakening to the prophetic controversy of the image of the beast. Key takeaways. This article delves into the prophetic significance of the final test facing God's people as the image of the beast is formed in the last days. The repetition of prophetic controversies throughout Advent history is highlighted, with a particular focus on the recent developments since July 2023, when Michael the Archangel descended to awaken God's people. The article outlines how the 144,000 will be awakened by a prophetic testing message, leading to the final separation of two classes of worshipers. Through a study of prophetic lines, including Daniel's visions and the Millerite experience, the article underscores the importance of understanding the formation of the image of the beast and the role of the robbers of thy people in this ultimate controversy over Rome. Introduction to the final test. Explanation of the prophetic test involving the formation of the image of the beast in the last days. Reference to July 2023 when Michael the Archangel descended to awaken God's people, initiating the final testing period. Repetition of prophetic controversies. Overview of the recurring prophetic controversies in Advent history, particularly concerning the correct identification of Rome as the robbers of thy people. Connection between these historical controversies and the current prophetic testing process. Awakening of the 144,000. Description of how the 144,000 will be awakened by a prophetic message similar to Daniel, Ezekiel, and the Millerites. The importance of recognizing their scattered condition, the message of the four winds, and Nebuchadnezzar's secret dream as part of the awakening process. Testing process and separation of classes. Explanation of the testing process that follows the awakening, leading to the manifestation of two classes of worshipers. The role of prophetic understanding, particularly concerning the image of the beast and the robbers of thy people, in this testing process. The image of the beast and the formation of the threefold union. Analysis of how the image of the beast is formed through the alliance of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. The significance of understanding this prophetic structure for passing the final test before probation closes. Daniel's prophetic tests as a type. Examination of Daniel's experiences, including the dietary test, the visual test, and the final test by Nebuchadnezzar, as a type of the last day prophetic tests. The prophetic message as the key to surviving these tests and being sealed before probation closes. Understanding the role of Rome in the final test. Discussion on the importance of correctly identifying the head of modern Babylon and Rome in the last days. The consequences of misunderstanding this prophetic truth as it is tied to the acceptance or rejection of God's sealing message. The importance of foundational truths. Emphasis on the foundational truths as represented on the 1843 chart, particularly the identification of the robbers of thy people. The role of these truths in the final controversy over Rome and their validation by the spirit of prophecy. Conclusion and call to vigilance. Urgency for God's people to awaken and recognize the current prophetic testing process. A call to diligently study the scriptures and understand the formation of the image of the beast as the final test before the close of probation. We are now in the testing period of the image of the beast, and the first prophetic controversy in Adventism's history is now being repeated. In July of 2023, Michael the Archangel descended to awaken Ezekiel's dead dry bones, who were lying slain in the street of that great city of Sodom in Egypt. There in chapter 11 of Revelation, they are brought out of their sleep of death by the impartation of the Spirit. In chapter 37 of Ezekiel, the message of the four winds is identified as the message that turns the dead, dry bones, which is identified as the whole house of Israel, into the Lord's army. The prophet Daniel represents John's two slain witnesses, and he also represents those in the valley of dead, dry bones, as well as the wise virgins in the parable. When the Millerites fulfilled the parable, they recognized that their experience was represented in the parable. The 144,000 will also need to recognize that they had been in the tarrying time. Like Daniel in chapter 9, they will need to recognize that they have been scattered into the enemy's land as represented by the seven times of Leviticus 26. and also understand Nebuchadnezzar's secret image of beasts. In each of these lines, a prophetic test from God's word is represented. The two witnesses dead in the street are filled with the Spirit as they are resurrected. Ezekiel's dead bones needed to hear a prophetic message. Daniel had been studying the writings of Moses and Jeremiah when he was awakened to his scattered condition. In chapter 2, Daniel and the three worthies were metaphorically awakened to the fact that they had been placed under a death decree. And then the prophetic light, which had been hidden and then unsealed, rescued Daniel and his three friends. The virgins of the parable are awakened by a cry at midnight. The Millerites were awakened when Christ removed his hand from the figures on the chart. In all six witnesses, it is a prophetic message that awakens the dead or sleeping ones. It then produces a testing where two classes are manifested at the conclusion of the testing process. Based upon these lines, it is established that when the 144,000 are awakened in the last days, it is Ezekiel's message of the four winds and of Moses' scattering of seven times in Leviticus 26. It is the message of the resurrection that is brought by Michael the archangel. It is the message of Nebuchadnezzar's secret dream of the image of beasts. The virgins are tested based upon whether they have oil, which is identified as the messages of God's Spirit. The Millerites were awakened when they realized they were identified within God's prophetic word, and also when they saw the same evidence that first led them to predict 1843, actually predicted October 22, 1844. Based upon these lines, it is established that when the 144,000 are awakened in the last days, they will be awakened to a prophetic testing message, which produces two classes of worshipers. All of these lines find their perfect and final fulfillment in the period of prophetic testing, represented by the formation of the image to and of the beast. That test is finished when probation closes upon the virgins at the Sunday law. Therefore, the image of the beast testing process that is repeatedly represented as a test that manifests who have understood the message that was unsealed is represented by all these prophetic lines. In Daniel 12, the wise who understand the increase of knowledge navigate a three-step testing process represented as being made pure, white, and tried. Those three steps are the steps of conviction brought by the Holy Spirit, representing a conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Those three steps are the courtyard, the holy place, and the most holy place. Those three steps are also represented in the three angels of Revelation 14, as well as in the experience of Daniel and the three worthies in chapter 1. There they first passed a dietary test, then a visual test, and finally they passed the third test given by the king of the north, represented by Nebuchadnezzar. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. Daniel 1:17-20. The last of three tests for Daniel and the three worthies was a test carried out by Nebuchadnezzar, thus typifying the final prophetic test. Daniel and the three worthies typify is about Babylon, for Nebuchadnezzar was the king, which in Isaiah chapter 7, verses 8 and 9, establishes a king, a capital of a nation, and a head, which are interchangeable symbols. The head is representing the head of modern Babylon in the last days. That head, in the last days, is the whore of Revelation 17, who has written upon her forehead, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. The 144,000's last prophetic test is associated with a correct or incorrect understanding of the head of modern Babylon in the last days. Their last test also includes understanding that modern Babylon and modern Rome are interchangeable symbols, and therefore modern Babylon's head is the same head in either line, for they are interchangeable symbols. The world is filled with storm and war and variance, Yet under one head, the papal power, the people will unite to oppose God in the person of his witnesses. Testimonies, Volume 7, 182. Daniel and the three worthies illustrate that the final prophetic test, for it is always a test upon prophecy, is a test over the subject of Rome. For the head in the last days is the papal power, who is typified by Nebuchadnezzar, the first head of Babylon, who personally tested Daniel and the three worthies. The controversy typified by Daniel and the three worthies is also prefigured by the first controversy in the foundational history of Adventism, as represented upon the 1843 chart, which was directed by the hand of the Lord and was not to be altered. The controversy represented upon the 1843 chart was based upon identifying Antiochus Epiphanes, or pagan Rome, as the power who established the vision in verse 14 of Daniel chapter 11. In the history of the last days, the 144,000 will be tested upon their prophetic understanding. Prophetic understanding is established by the several lines of prophecy that uphold the final test as prophetic in nature. The test will be progressive and will reach its conclusion with a manifestation of two classes of worshipers. As represented in Daniel chapter 12, the testing begins when new prophetic light is unsealed, and the first test is then whether to eat the message or reject the message. That test is represented by Daniel as purified, and the next test Daniel called made white, and the process ended at the third and final test represented as tried. The third and final test is where the two classes are tried, and it is there they manifest whether they have oil or not. Daniel chapter 1 directly identifies the last test, and therefore Daniel is identifying the test which is represented as the formation of the image of the beast, which is the test God's people must pass, both before they are sealed and also before probation closes at the soon coming Sunday law. The test of how the image of the beast is formed involves the prophetic test of understanding the threefold union's prophetic structure. The dragon, the beast, and the false prophet have a specific prophetic structure that is established upon a multitude of prophetic witnesses. To understand how the threefold union comes together as a single prophetic power in the last days is to understand how the image of the beast is formed. A simple but complex illustration of the importance of understanding how the image of the beast is formed in the last days is Paul's testimony of the man of sin in chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians. Paul addresses the prophetic relationship of pagan Rome and papal Rome, and when he does so, he identifies that the prophetic relationship of pagan Rome and papal Rome is a subject that manifests two classes of worshipers. One group that loves the truth of the prophetic relationship of pagan Rome and papal Rome, and another group that doesn't love that truth and therefore receives strong delusion. The prophetic relationship of pagan Rome and papal Rome that Paul set forth is but one of many prophetic passages that represent the relationship of those two powers and also the relationship of those two powers with the United States. Pagan Rome is the dragon, papal Rome is the beast, and the United States is the false prophet. Ahab is the dragon king of 10 kings, who is married to Jezebel the whore, who rules over a twofold set of false prophets. The male prophets were the prophets of Baal, and the priests of the grove represented the female goddess Ashtaroth. Together they typify the false prophet of the last days who forms an image of the beast as represented by the female priests and the male prophets. The dragon is Ahab, who is a symbol of the 10 kings of Revelation 17 and is the seventh kingdom of 8 kingdoms. The sixth kingdom is the United States, Jezebel's false prophets. The seventh kingdom is the 10 kings, the United Nations, the dragon power, and the eighth kingdom, that is of the seven, is the fifth kingdom that received a deadly wound, who is resurrected as the eighth and final kingdom, which is the beast. That the United States, and thereafter the entire world, makes an image to and of. Daniel chapter 1 identifies a final prophetic test that involves understanding Rome as represented within God's word. 2 Thessalonians identifies that the final prophetic test includes light concerning the structure of modern Rome, as represented by the prophetic and political relationship between pagan and papal Rome. Daniel chapter 2 illustrates that there is a secret that is unsealed in the last days that tests the 144,000 for Daniel and the three worthies in chapter 2 represent God's last day people. The prophetic secret that is unsealed, and therefore tests them, is Nebuchadnezzar's secret dream of the image of the beasts, thus representing the last test for the 144,000, which is, as Sister White recorded, the formation of the image of the beast. The test represented by chapter 2 of Daniel is placed under the threat of death. As an illustration of the last days, it is confirming what Paul taught when he identified the strong delusion that comes upon those who do not love the truth. In Daniel's history, his understanding saved the wise men of Babylon, but there is no probation after the final test of the last days. Every line of the controversy over Rome as a symbol that we have identified provides direct witness to the controversy that is now underway. As the movement for Sunday legislation is now making its way in darkness, God's prophetic word is identifying its approach. Though very few souls are children of the day, and those who are not children of the day are therefore unaware that the sands of probationary time are rapidly running out. This is occurring in the context identified by Sister White, where the final movements will be rapid ones. In July 2023, Michael descended to bring his mighty army to its feet, but to be part of the army, there is a prophetic work that must first be accomplished. And it is accomplished in the political environment where the image of the beast is being formed. The prophetic work that must be accomplished includes a recognition of the formation of the image of the beast. The student of prophecy must recognize, by the events taking place in the current history, that the religious and political factors that produce the image of the beast in the United States are underway. The student must also recognize how the image of the beast is prophetically formed, as set forth in God's Word. He must also recognize that as the image of the beast is being formed in the United States, that the image of God is being formed in the 144,000. He must understand the parallel of last day history with the Millerites during the development of the Midnight Cry message in their history, when they were awakened to the fact that they were in the tarrying time of the parable, and therefore they themselves are the virgins. All three elements are part of the prophetic test which began to play out in July of 2023. Line upon line, each controversy over Rome that has arisen in Advent history was sacred history that is repeated in the last days. The final controversy over Rome is in direct consequence of God's people refusing to awaken at the message that arrived in July of 2023. God will arouse his people. If other means fail, heresies will come in among them, which will sift them, separating the chaff from the wheat. The Lord calls upon all who believe his word to awake out of sleep. Precious light has come, appropriate for this time. It is Bible truth showing the perils that are right upon us. This light should lead us to a diligent study of the scriptures and a most critical examination of the positions which we hold. God would have all the bearings and positions of truth thoroughly and perseveringly searched with prayer and fasting. Believers are not to rest in suppositions and ill-defined ideas of what constitutes truth. Their faith must be firmly founded upon the Word of God, so that when the testing time shall come, and they are brought before councils to answer for their faith, they may be able to give a reason for the hope that is in them, with meekness and fear. Agitate, agitate, agitate. The subjects which we present to the world must be to us a living reality. It is important that in defending the doctrines which we consider fundamental articles of faith, we should never allow ourselves to employ arguments that are not wholly sound. These may avail to silence an opposer, but they do not honor the truth. We should present sound arguments that will not only silence our opponents, but will bear the closest and most searching scrutiny. With those who have educated themselves as debaters, there is great danger that they will not handle the Word of God with fairness. In meeting an opponent, it should be our earnest effort to present subjects in such a manner as to awaken conviction in his mind, instead of seeking merely to give confidence to the believer. Whatever may be man's intellectual advancement, let him not for a moment think that there is no need of thorough and continuous searching of the Scriptures for greater light. As a people, we are called individually to be students of prophecy. We must watch with earnestness that we may discern any ray of light which God shall present to us. We are to catch the first gleamings of truth, and through prayerful study, clearer light may be obtained, which can be brought before others. Testimonies, Volume 5, 708. The Protestants of Miller's time refused to be governed by the rules of grammar and chose to ignore the word also in verse 14, which grammatically defines that the robbers of thy people represented a new power being introduced to the flow of events that were represented in the verses where verse 14 is located. Uriah Smith did the very same thing when he ignored the grammatical evidence that proves the king of the north in verse 36 and later in verse 40 had to be the same king of the north that had been the subject since verse 31. Today, those who teach the United States is the robbers employ a passage from Sister White that identifies the papal power and the United States as the two primary persecuting powers of the last days, and twist the grammar to argue that the reference of Old World, which Sister White uses to define Europe, actually represents past history. The grammar in the passage proves this to be an incorrect assumption, and the way in which Sister White uses Old World in the passage agrees with how she uses it other places in her writings. When she does so, she is also in agreement with historians who use the expression Old World in relation to the New World, to make a distinction between Europe and the Americas. Romanism in the Old World and apostate Protestantism in the New will pursue a similar course toward those who honor all the divine precepts. The Great Controversy, 615. Grammatically, the expression will pursue identifies that both powers represented by the Old World and the New both pursue the persecution of God's people in the last days, and it is grammatically flawed to claim this sentence is referring to the Old World as past history and New as the last days. Line upon line, all the old controversies of Rome inform the student of prophecy of the last days that when they are awakened, the image of the beast test will include an environment where the correct identification of the robbers of thy people is manifested. The correct understanding of the robbers is set forth upon the 1843 Pioneer Chart and is therefore a foundational truth that was confirmed by the authority of the Spirit of Prophecy. This identifies that when the students of prophecy awaken to their final test, the subject of the robbers will also represent the final attack upon the foundational truths and the Spirit of Prophecy. We will continue these thoughts in the next article.